This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The Union Cabinet has approved the Small Hydropower Development Scheme for the period of 2026-27 to 2030-31 with an outlay of more than 2,584 crore for the installation of Small Hydropower SHP projects of an approximate capacity of 1,500 megawatts. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the scheme will also incentivize the states to prepare the detailed project report for about 200 projects to create a pipeline of small hydro projects in future. Union Cabinet also approved Bharat Udyogik Vikas Yojana Bhavya to develop 100 plug-and-play industrial parks with an allocation of 33,660 crore rupees. In a significant step towards strengthening farmer welfare and advancing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat, the Cabinet approved MSP funding of over 1,718 crore rupees to the Cotton Corporation of India for the cotton season 2023-24. Moreover, the Cabinet also approved the construction of over 101 kilometer long four-lane access-controlled National Highway 927 from Barabanki to Bahraich in Uttar Pradesh at a cost of more than 6,969 crore rupees. The government has notified the amendment of National Highways Fee Rules 2026 to strengthen toll compliance on national highways. These rules will further enhance transparency in toll operations, boost investor confidence, and provide legal and financial safeguards. A report.
The National Highways Fee, Determination of Rates and Collection, Second Amendment Rules 2026 will provide a structured recovery mechanism in cases of unpaid user fee. It has been introduced to strengthen digital enforcement of toll collection and to ensure efficient and transparent realization of user fee on national highways. The mechanism also includes a technology-driven electronic notice system wherein electronic notices will be issued to registered vehicle owners specifying vehicle details, date, location of passage, and the amount payable. These notices will be served through SMS, email, mobile-based applications, or other electronic means and will also be made available on a designated online portal. Rishu Jaiswal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The vibrant festival of Chaitra Navratri has begun today with devotees across the country celebrating the 9 auspicious days with great zeal and devotion. The 9-day festival commenced with the offering of morning aarti at temples, including in the national capital, where large number of devotees gathered to seek blessings. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to citizens on the occasion of Samvatsar, Chaitra Shukaldi, Ugadi, Gudi Parva, Cheti Chand, Navre, Sajibu Chiraba, and the commencement of Chaitra Navratri. Air India and Air India Express will operate a combined total of 48 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from the West Asia region today. Both carriers will maintain their regular services to Jeddah and Muscat, including 16 flights between India and Jeddah. Air India will operate one return service each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will fly from Bengaluru, Hyderabad and Kozhikode. Muscat will see 6 scheduled flights covering Delhi, Kozhikode and Mumbai. Tensions across West Asia rose sharply as facilities linked to the world's largest natural gas field in Iran came under a coordinated U.S.-Israeli strike. Iranian state media reported that gas processing plants and petrochemical installations in the Asalohe Special Economic Energy Zone were targeted, disrupting key phases of the South Pars field and halting production. Indian equity markets opened around 2.5% lower in the early trade today, tracking weak global cues as escalating geopolitical tensions in the West Asia triggered a surge in crude oil prices. Recovering slightly, Sensex plunged 1,646 points to 75,058, while Nifty declining 495 points to 23,282 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.